everybody, and welcome back to the I Don't Know Running podcast, where we share our experiences that make running fun and sometimes not so fun. I'm Lewis, and I'm a self-admitted lazy ultra runner.
You had to think about that for a minute.
No, I think I was pretty good with that.
All right. I'm Mitch, and I am a 2024 marathoner.
A 2024 marathoner. You are.
Yeah.
You are.
I got a marathon in this year.
You did. And you really enjoyed it.
I suffered, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of 2024, let's just talk. A week and a half ago, I kind of hinted to you. Yeah. Well, we've talked about it a little bit. I've had a pretty solid January. I've enjoyed like getting out there and getting my runs in. And last week I kind of hinted towards like, yeah, I just want to share some of my stats from January, because it has been a nice opening to the year, opening to kind of coming back to running.
And the weather, we only had a couple weeks of really harsh weather.
Yeah. Right? Otherwise it was just kind of a normal January.
Yeah.
Freezing temps. But not terrible.
Right.
And then we've had this like
polar vortex for,
yeah, whatever they call it, where it's actually been kind of nice. And then today, holy cow, upper 50s, nearing 60. It's funny. I was frustrated because, at work, I'm kind of flexing some hours cause I'm working a bunch of extra hours Friday, Saturday. So I had some mornings off this week, which was great. I went out Tuesday, got a nice run in, went out Wednesday, got a nice run in the morning. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to be smart this morning. I thought I'm going to be smart and I'm not going to run. I'm going to take a day off. I'm going to let everything heal up because I'm trying to pay closer attention to my stress score on Stride. And,
man, you're old now too. I mean, you hit
older.
That
yeah. I wouldn't say old yet.
Old.
but I'm paying attention to that stress score. And when it dips into the purple, which I don't know what that's called, but that's
purple.
The zone, that means you're at a higher risk of injury. So I'm just paying attention to it. And, so I'm like, you know what? I've had a really good solid, and I'm trying to pay attention to like how many days off versus on for 7 days. And, I was like, no, I'm going to be good. I'm not going to go out and run. And then Nicole texted us and said, what did she say? Like 52 !! or something like that earlier today.
I don't know if I saw it.
Oh, no, you said, yeah, you said time to get out and run. And, I thought to myself, doggone it, I should have went out and ran today. Because by then it was too late. I had to get out, or I had to work. But anyway, yeah, it's been a pretty nice February.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I wanted to share some stats today with everybody, if that's okay. For the month of January. And I'm not sharing these to...
You're bragging.
To brag. Not sharing these to brag. In the month of January, because a lot of people, they'll smoke these stats, right? These aren't high numbers by any means at all.
Right, compared to zero.
Yeah. So in the month of January, I had 135 miles. I was pretty happy with that. That's not bad.
221.
Nice. 221. Nice. See, that's what I mean. I'm not sharing them to brag. I'm sharing them because it was a solid month. I had 18 hours of running.
Well, your pace was, I'm sure, faster than mine.
Yeah. I don't have the overall pace, but yeah, 18 hours of running, 135 miles. So the reason I want to share this is because if I look at 2023, January, at zero. Let's just look at all of 2023. I had 132 miles.
You could have at least tried to beat that.
I did. I had 135.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I had 132 miles for the year.
You're going to get injured.
Of 2023.
And you call yourself an ultra runner.
And in 2024, so far, I'm at 168 miles.
All right.
So
you could take the rest of the year off.
I could either take the rest of the year off or I could continue and actually do something.
I think you're marathon trained.
I'm getting closer. I had a 12-mile run, I think, was my long last week. And that felt great. Actually, it's funny. The other thing I do want to share, I'm not going to share it yet, but it's kind of cool. I've been watching the Stride in data that it's, excuse me, that it's given me. And one of the things down at the bottom, you know, you scroll all the way to the bottom, it gives you your marathon predictor. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching that tick, 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 tick down. And so I'm going to put together, I'll have it on one of the videos, because I think it's cool when you actually put in the effort, put in the work and watch something like that, that's motivating to watch that tick mm-hmm. off minutes. And so it speaks to consistency, things like that, where honestly, January is probably one of the most consistent months I've had in years. Like I would guess since Western States.
Yeah, I was going to say but you were really well-trained for Western States.
I was pretty well-trained. I wasn't following a specific plan, but I was running.
You had a lot of miles and you ran a 3-hour marathon leading up to that.
Yep. But so eventually I would say probably towards the end of March, which would be a 3-month run of that Stride, I'll put together a picture, like whatever you do, like you're flip the book, you know, you flip the mm-hmm. book and it shows you all these and it'll show that coming down.
And then we could run a marathon at the end of March is what you're saying.
April.
Oh, damn it.
April.
Okay.
I would love to, but I really think that should be next year because that would be too much. That's the baton is in March.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I was thinking any marathon.
April.
Any state. Not,
April.
Not, I mean, that one doesn't count because you've done that one before.
So yeah, so what we're talking about is I did decide to sign up for Glass City.
And pacing.
And pace. So I'll be pacing the 350. You're pacing the
435.
Mm-hmm. I figured why not? I've got a solid month and I've got 2.5 months to train essentially. And I'm feeling really good, feeling really strong, feeling really healthy. I do want to do some strength training for the knee. I either got to go get it looked at or just do some strength training on it.
I think we know a guy.
Yeah, I think I know a guy.
Right.
But yeah, I signed up for Glass City. Bob sent out the email saying, hey, can we get somebody? And I said, well, I responded and just said, hey, I'd love to join and do the 350. And so
what that means, if you have time, you can either run a 350 or a 435. There's nothing in, you know.
Nothing in between.
Yep.
Those are the two spots. Come join us at Glass City. Actually, it's interesting. I think they're about to fill up.
Yeah.
Well, I saw an email and it said, get one of the last spots or something like that. So
I wouldn't be surprised. Bayshore is full.
Yeah, Bayshore usually fills though, right?
It hasn't.
Not anymore.
But there's a waiting list. There's like 200 people on the waiting list now.
Wow. They still need pacers too, don't they?
I think so.
Who knows? Maybe I'll jump into that. Who knows? I'll see what they have open. Maybe. Because I am getting kind of excited. It's felt good. And this is that, like last week's episode. Yeah, last week's episode was the motivation, which was funny. We'll get into it. But yeah, you had ran Groundhog. I had a prior obligation.
Well, we recorded before I went out and I said, I want to get 15 miles in.
Yep.
And I went out and got my 15 miles in.
That's
the next day.
Right.
And that was my long run for Groundhog. For
Groundhog. You officially started your training for Groundhog
officially,
7 days prior.
That was the closest thing to a long run I had.
Yeah. And we'll talk about Groundhog momentarily coming up real soon. But the episode that I was editing, which this was funny, Sunday, was it Sunday? Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday, I had not finished the edit for Sunday yet. But Saturday, I'm sitting there editing, which we talked about motivation, winter blues, that kind of a thing. And I in the process of editing, motivated myself to get out and run. Which is what we were talking about. And it was just funny how that worked out.
So if you haven't listened to that one, you be motivated.
Be motivated. Get signed up for something, because that's what got me motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I felt good. I wanted to get signed up for something to continue the progress that I've gotten in. So I've done that. So come join us at Glass City. We're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to that race review.
It is a good Boston qualifier. A lot of people go there for that. Just remember to run the tangents, because it can be a long.
Yeah.
It'll be a really long race if you don't run the tangents.
Yeah. Yeah. They do wind and weave quite a bit.
Yeah.
And there is one corner or one T you have to be careful of. Go turn on. Left the second time, not right.
Have you done that?
No, but I remember hearing the last time I did it, somebody did that. They had ran out, I don't know how far, and the second time around, you have to take a left to head back to.
I always can't wait to take that left.
I know. I'm looking forward to it every time. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that I just wanted to share that. It was pretty motivating. I think it was kind of cool to see. Number one, I've had a solid January, even though, again, it's not from a high number standpoint. It's just from I got out and got in a good, steady and consistent January.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, listen to the last episode and get motivated like I did.
Just get off your butt.
And then one of the things that we wanted to do this year, we want to review races.
Right.
And?
Yeah, so I ran Groundhog last Saturday.
Yeah.
So I was going to look at my training for this. I did really well. So I had that work thing. I was looking at September. I had 119 miles, but that was with a marathon.
Oh.
October, 76. November, 80. No, October was 76 with Grand Rapids Marathon. So that was
goodness. So that was a third of it.
I was trying to pick up my miles, 87 November, 94 in December. And I was trying to, I just wanted to get past. I was trying to get some consistency, trying to just get past a six-mile run.
In December.
January, I started running eight.
Yeah.
And I got 221 miles.
That's a big jump from December.
Yeah, that's a pretty big jump. I was getting ready.
Yeah, I think they say you usually double your mileage the next month.
Yeah.
No. Next year. Yeah.
So I got up to 10. I might have got a 12 in there with Sean when it was super cold.
Well, I think we ran. Didn't we run?
I don't think we ran in January. Did we?
I think we did. Maybe not. Maybe it was December.
So coming to February, I'm like, that's what last week was. I got to get a 15 miler in. I got to start my training for Groundhog, which is the following week.
Start my training for Groundhog.
So I did. So I got the 15 miler in. It felt okay.
Okay.
Ran eights all week. Of course, you don't taper. And then Saturday, I'm doing a weight loss thing at work, and I was in first, and I ate horribly all week. And I was at risk. I was going to be over. I was going to gain that.
Oh.
Week. So I weighed myself before I ran. I'm like, crap, I'm way heavy. I don't think I can run any of this off. So I did 8 miles in the morning, and I still weighed 0.8 over what I weighed the last week. So I paid a penalty.
Oh,
and
no.
And I got knocked out of first place. Stupid Corey. And then, I ran the 1:06 marathon that night. So I ended up with 12 miles for the day, which was smart.
Oh, my goodness.
And then ran the marathon the next day. So Friday night, I did the 1.6. So I've been doing that for a few years.
Yep.
It's kind of fun. So we've done that together too. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But because the course flooded.
Yeah.
He changed the course. And it was on the other side of Maynard. And it was like 2.18 mile loops. And then with an out and back. I want to be careful because we don't want to, but a little bit too congested for my taste.
Oh, really?
Because the out and back is rough, you know, like you pass so many people and nobody gets out of your way. And Don asked me like already Friday night, like, what do you think of the new course? I'm like, I don't know. Like, stupid bridge. I don't like that bridge. And I couldn't put it together. It was fine.
Was like, the bridge the out and back?
Yeah, you come across that bridge over Maynard, and that's the out and back, and you go all the way up to the pavilion.
Yep.
So that was what's cool is the race start is right outside the tent. So you can stay inside the tent until it's time to start, and as soon as you finish.
Oh, that bridge.
Yeah. So it's a different bridge. It's a bridge over Maynard, not the wood bridge.
Oh, so you didn't even run on the wood bridge.
Nope. Didn't even go by it, but it's all flooded over there.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So then he comes out, and I saw the email this week. They're going to change the course next year to that because it's so easy for the race. Well, again, I want to be careful, but it should be more about the participant. Although it is very convenient. I mean, you can come back to that tent and you walk right. So if it is cold, you walk right inside, or you start and you don't have to sit there and stand in the cold. I mean, you can go.
I saw that at the start.
But it's so congested. Like, he can't get, he's going to have to figure something out to where he can get to start and get a.
Push the start away a little bit.
Yeah. So that there's room for people to line up or something.
Yeah.
Because it is, I mean, 20 foot from the door.
So a couple of questions. Because when I think of this, it actually, to me, sounds cooler than the 4 mile loop or 4 point, whatever.
You see people the whole time.
Yeah. And the reason is because of the circular logic type approach that we've done.
But circular
seems like it would be really cool. It
doesn't have an out and back.
Why is there an out and back?
Cause it's a ways. It's a, you know, to get to that bridge from the.
So let's see the, that's similar to what he's had before. Yeah. He's had the out and back basically,
you did, but it's about a third as far the out and back. So it's quite a bit further.
Oh, okay.
It was a little muddy and icy in one spot. So people run on the, you know, like, so people.
Because you're running where we would normally turn to come across that, between the two ponds.
Yeah. So it's not even by those. Yeah. We go to on the other side of Maynard and run around those two ponds over there.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Okay.
Around one of the ponds. Because the other the other corner of the second pond is probably flooded in the corner.
Gotcha.
It's a little low over there.
Yep. Okay.
But
that out and back is just, it's too long.
I think it's rough because the bridge too has got one of those posts in the middle. So if you're not paying attention, if you don't know what you're doing, you could.
Yeah.
You know, they do have it marked.
Yep.
But it would suck if you're running right behind somebody and run right in that pose.
So if the out and back was shorter, would you rather have it like a 2 mile loop?
Maybe.
It's groundhog. I mean, it's the whole point of the race.
It fit it perfectly. I thought about that later and I was like, you know, it's probably more groundhog-ish than the 4 mile loop or 4 point, whatever it is.
Yep.
But 4.4 or something like that.
So if we could just trim off some of that out and back piece.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it seems like you'd be able to. There's a lot of trail in there.
It's just, I think he really liked it. And probably the race committee and the people, the volunteers probably really liked having the tent right there.
Well, I would say they eliminated an aid station too. Did. Yeah.
So they had an aid station right by.
Start finish. And then 1 mile out, essentially.
Yeah, right in the middle. Yep. But the thing about Groundhog, there's always been. Fireball out there. There was a lot more Fireball this time.
Oh.
So I stayed away from it because if I do that too early, it'll bother my stomach. And I don't need that. But at the end, it was like, I can hit that aid station with a Fireball. And then somebody was standing by the road between Maynard and the trail with Fireball. There was tons of it. And it was at the start finish.
Oh, that's funny.
So it was all over the place.
But so all in all though, outside of the little out and back piece.
Yeah. So I was fully trained for this.
Fully. As in, that's sarcasm.
I was in great shape. It was going to be the race. It was going to be the race of the year.
So hang on. Before we get into yours, your actual race, I'd love to just know outside of that out and back, you race wise.
You know what? There was
just race wise. Just
luckily he kind of caps it. So luckily, yep. You wouldn't not be able to do that with a bigger race.
Like so, nothing stood out as negative or anything like that. Other than that little piece.
Actually, I like running that trail right there. Yep. Like I'll usually fit it in when I'm running at Millennium. You know, like I kind of like run around those little lakes. Yep. I like that. So it's not bad. And you're far enough apart. Like 2 miles is probably enough to spread out a little bit.
Yeah, right.
So that part and that trail is actually in good shape. Like there's not a lot of ruts in it. Like, you know how it'll heave because of roots and stuff like that. There's really not that there.
Yeah, it's pretty clean.
There's one spot that it kind of dipped and my light didn't catch it in the dark when I was in the dark. And it catch me a little bit. But I mean, that's one spot, not a big deal.
So fun race. Logistically, it's same old. We've kind of talked about this before. It's easy to get in, plenty of parking.
Parking is easy. You go in the tent, you're warm. You know, other than when the weather is crappy, I mean, but then you sign up for that.
Yep. You know, signing up for it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, that's good to hear. A lot of positives. You would recommend the race. I mean, it's a fun race.
I'm one of the every year people.
Yep. Cool. That's good. Were there any changes this year? Anything where you're like, oh, that's new. Other than the course, obviously. But
no.
How about the weather?
The weather. First time that the course has been pretty clear before. I have run it when it's been
probably like two other times. I think in the 12 years.
There's pictures that I have of
asphalt.
But the weather, it was cold, but it was clear. Like my hands were getting cold at the beginning and I did warm up after a while. So it got warm after, you know, closer to the end.
Yeah. So speaking of how you felt.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
So I lined up with Lee and Sean asked if I was going to run it and she didn't. And I was going to have her come here to give her take on it too, but she works too long.
Yeah.
But we lined up and Lee and I are like, all right, let's run this thing. And she did like 5 miles early because she didn't want to do the full, but she's got a 50K she's training for. So she decided to do extra miles early and do the half. So Lee and I lined up and we're running and, you know, like we crossed the bridge and we're going along and all of a sudden somebody just pushed us hard on both sides. I'm like, what the heck? It was her. Oh, I can run with you guys. And I'm like, part of me is like, oh, she's going to make us run too fast. And if you've run with Sean, she gets to talking and then she goes too fast. Yeah. And she's like, why are we running too fast? So fast. It's like, that is you.
We didn't do this.
It is not me because we were just running conversation pace because neither one of us are trained. So we were trained, but we were, you know, trying to just milk it out. And so we stuck with her. So she ran with us for 6 loops because it was 12 loops.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's crazy.
So we stuck together and I said to Lee, I said, now I can really slow down once we knocked, you know, dropped her off. And then he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. So I think
wanted to also?
I think he left for Florida the next day and he wanted to get some cash out. So he had chores to do.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't want to make it too long. So I just started to slow down, you know, and it's like, and then it got to the point, like I probably had 3 loops to go. And it's like, you ever have it to where every step is effort?
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like. It just hurt. And my Achilles started acting out.
So that was new.
And then because he started running ahead of me, we stopped and used the bathroom. And then I thought,
you stopped and used the bathroom together or? You both stopped at the same time.
It was like the love toilet. Okay. But no, there's two porta-johns right there. Okay. So we we each just
making
took,
sure.
We each took one. He took longer than I did. So he's not a quick potty breaker.
Oh, okay.
But and I thought he was way ahead of me, so I started running and then he caught me and then he kept going.
Oh.
I guess I'm on my own now. And then I really started to suffer. And I think every step, and then when my Achilles acted up, I walked a little bit. And okay. Then this old guy passed me and that pissed me off. So I was like, all right, I got to stay ahead of this old guy. Well, he's probably same age as
same
me.
Same age as you. Okay.
Something like that. So
did that happen? And then you're like, I got to stay ahead of this old guy. And you're like, wait a minute, we graduated together.
Kind of. And then I stopped and, at the aid station, he passed me at the aid station again. I'm like, all right, I'm running through that stupid aid station from now on. That was my inspiration. It's like, I knew I was suffering, but all I wanted to do is just stay ahead of that guy. So I don't know if anybody runs like that and you're just like, all right, I know it's not going to be fantastic. I know I'm not going to have this PR time, but I'm going to at least do something.
There is something about, to that point, there is something about somebody in front of you and just chasing them. I don't know what it is. I can be out on a leisurely run training, just getting my run in for the day. And if I turn a corner or whatever, I see somebody in front of me, all of a sudden I'm like, I just want to catch them. I don't know what it is.
I needed something to not just walk it in.
And so that helped you.
Right.
That's cool.
It probably looked like I was walking. I don't know, but I stayed ahead of that guy.
Well, you got the race done. That's a big, that was a big accomplishment because you didn't feel good.
Last
6 miles, probably.
I mean, yeah. And then Terrence was at the finish line working on people. I'm like, hey, since I know you, I need to move up on this line. So he
got you in.
He got me in. I had to go out and get him a shot of Fireball, though.
Did he start to work on you and go, what the?
No, but you know how he is. He's a talker.
Uh-huh.
So I think he talked the whole time.
Yeah. And he said, so how's your training leading up to this, Mitch?
No, he didn't ask that. Oh, I think okay. He knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he knows.
So how was that? How was PT Sports Pro? Like, what was that all like? Did they just have a tent there?
No, I mean, he was the only one in there. I think gotcha. he just said they have so many races they signed up for to do this year. He didn't tell anybody. He was just going to go there and do it on his own.
Gotcha.
But at other races, when they are the medical for it, they'll have more people. Cool. So always look for them. Yep. Like when you do a race, especially.
It's hard to miss them. It's hard to miss them.
The pink Land Rover was right out front.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got it done. You got it accomplished. But boy, we were planning to record that day and record this episode mm-hmm. that day. And you texted and said, I am a wreck. You didn't feel good.
No, I was just so tired. And I got home finally. I took a shower and it's like, I got to be fresh. So I set my alarm and I took like a 15-minute snooze.
Yeah.
And I got up and I texted you as I was leaving. I'm like, man, I am so beat. I was like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to talk Sean into coming out then too. And she's like, no way. I'm all warmed up. I am at home. I am not going anywhere. I'm like, oh, man.
Well, that's the thing. And I've said it before. A marathon is still a marathon.
It is.
It doesn't matter how slow you're going. Like you can slow down all you want. You're still going 26.2 miles.
Right.
And if you're not fully trained for it, those last six, they're going to hurt.
I know. And I kept thinking to myself, like, you're in the moment. You're thinking like in your head, I am never going to feel better than this. And if you have the proper training, it's not going to suck that bad because it made me think I got a pace Glass City coming up. I barely beat that time I have to run at Glass City.
Oh.
So it just shows how undertrained I was. I mean, fully trained.
Yeah, and I'm feeling really good for as far as like where I'm at training wise. Now, granted, I don't have the long miles in yet, but pace wise for the runs I'm getting in, man, I'm feeling really good. So I'm hoping just to get my long runs in, which I have lots of time to. So, which well, you do too. So yeah. you should be.
Well, So another thing, I'm working on Brian. I think I got him convinced. We got to work out the details, but Gulf Shores Marathon is in a couple weeks.
Yeah, Gulf Shores Marathon in North Carolina.
Yeah.
No.
We run
Georgia.
We run this beach, I think is what it's called, and working out details, but I think I'm going to go get another state. So more training.
That's in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is way too early for me.
You should go.
No way. Not a chance.
You could hold our bags.
Yeah, that's not going to happen either. Sorry. But with Glass City on the horizon, now I've officially got something on the calendar and with a pace that I need to be training for. I mean, it shouldn't be terrible for me to train mm-hmm. for that. Like my paces right now are way under that and feeling very comfortable.
Yeah. And if you get your long runs in,
get the long runs. Yep.
Because you need those long miles because you got to be mm-hmm. consistent. It's so different. Like when you run on your own, you kind of run what's comfortable.
Yeah.
And then I think when you run a slower pace, it becomes uncomfortable and you got to be able to, the long miles help you suck
that
it
is,
out.
That is true. Actually, I have noticed this before. When I go and actually just, and this is something I think we'll talk about on the podcast coming up is I ran across this, this sports science channel or something. And I was trying to figure out, like, I have went out and done runs that are easy or slow, I should say, and they are hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually speed up through the run and I find this groove where I'm actually going faster than I was, but it feels so much less effort or so. Yeah. So it's not so much more or less. It's less effort to go faster.
Right. Because it's more your natural.
Gait. Yep. Yep. And so then in doing that, I ran across this channel and they were talking about, you need to learn how to run easy, not slow. So you need to learn how to run easy, not slow for long runs.
Yeah. I gotta figure that out because I probably trying to get these base miles in, but I think I need to do some kind of interval at some point and start.
Yeah. So, for sure.
So that my normal runs will feel a little bit less effortless.
Yeah.
So
less effort, not less effortless. That would be more.
Right. Double negative.
Yeah.
A little bit less effort.
Yeah.
Easier.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where when I ran across this channel, I'm thinking, man, some of this stuff might be pretty good to share. So it's something that we, depending on how much information we can gather from it, where it's like something tangible to share, we'll be sharing. Probably that is and maybe that's something we could bring in PT Sports Pro and say, hey, mm-hmm. what are your thoughts on this? Because something else that they did say, this was interesting. And I was like, oh, okay, I should probably show this to Mitch. He was saying, when you reach the age of 50, you should not be running every day.
Huh. I haven't run every day this year.
Yeah, how long have you been 50 this year? But he was getting to the point.
I'm coming up on my fifth anniversary of
being 50.
Yeah.
But he was saying as we hit our 50s, we really need to dial that back, the everyday thing, and substitute in, which we've talked about this, the core training.
But in my mind, I'm like 12.
Yeah, well, you're not. And neither am I. And it's funny because now I'm starting to get way more consistent with my running, which I just need period. But anyway, that's today's episode. We really just wanted to kind of share. The biggest thing was a review race recap of Groundhog. Weather was amazing. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind. Just because you sign up for Groundhog doesn't mean you're guaranteed to have horrible weather. Because this year was amazing.
But 10 out of 12 times you're going to get,
yeah, 10 out of 12, you're going to have an enjoyable, that's the thing too. And I was thinking about that.
It's going to be really, really, really bad.
Would you, how much worse would it have been if you would have had to have slogged through
snow
and crap this year?
I don't know. It would have been different.
Well, you know what? You know what's funny? It might not have, it might have felt about, you're slowing down anyway.
Because it'd be less,
yeah.
It'd be more walking.
That's interesting. Yeah.
It'd be slower, but it'd be different.
But it's kind of on purpose. Mm-hmm. I mean, so yeah. But anyway, good race. Sounds like they're going to continue a similar type route. Hopefully they trim off some of that out and back or figure out a way to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, it's weird. I don't think
there's got to be a way, but either way.
It was almost a perfect distance just doing like around that one lake and back. It was almost a perfect distance.
Yeah, I think it does sound more fun now with the shorter loops. I like that. I just like getting it down to like even that 1 mile thing. Man, that's just that circular logic was fun. For that.
There wasn't a ton of people at that race. So that, I mean, if you...
Circular or groundhog?
Yeah, both. So if you had a bigger...
True.
The more participants, the bigger the course needs to be.
Yeah, true. That's true. But 2 miles should be enough. How did that feel then?
Not bad.
Okay.
That part wasn't bad. It was, you know, like...
Still had some space. Because you're almost like... Could you see people?
I saw a bunch of people.
Across? I'm saying like across on the route.
Because there's trees and stuff, so if you look across, the trees would hide them.
Gotcha, okay. So that was one thing about circular. You could see a lot of people a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's this week's episode. Wanted to cover groundhog a little bit. That was fun. Look for it next year. Fun race. Super fun race if you're in the area. And super fun race if you want to go and challenge yourself in the winter because with some potential really tough conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, I wanted to talk about some consistency this year that I'm having with my running and getting more miles already than last year total. Mm-hmm. So setting up for a nice year and getting ready for Glass City, which is coming up, and getting ready for Pacing Brian out at Western States, which is going to be super exciting. But yeah. Any final comments on that?
Mm-mm.
Good. Well, be sure to check us out on Facebook. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Patreon. Join the team. Join for free. You can choose to support either way. But that's going to wrap up this week's episode of the I Don't Know Running podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more about what we just don't know.
Until then, happy running.